The first issue is that the way I see it is that, you know, the Prime Minister has no respect for women. And for me, as a Prime Minister, he has to lead by example. He cannot have loose moral values as a leader. And what do you expect the followers to do? In fact, it's an embarrassment. And as far as I'm concerned, yes, people try to run away using the culture. But as we talk today, there are a number of cultural issues that are suppressing women. And women are not getting anywhere because of the culture. But as far as I understand, culture is dynamic. And these are the things that we should be talking about today. Even during the constitutional process, we should be talking about the extent of abuse of women, especially when it comes to customary law. Lokhaja Karamasinghe has been able to claim these damages. How many more have gone through that? How many more women have been abused? Even the customary law as it is, requires for one to go through the procedure and declare wife number one, wife number two, wife number three, up to whatever number you want to marry. But at the end of the day, it does demean and undermine a woman, as far as I'm concerned. In actual fact, the Prime Minister has become a prostitute, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's not one woman. And it's not one woman he is married or customary. But there are some women, don't know out there, that has been abused or treated or, you know, went to bed with him.
Well, the Prime Minister has said that, you know, people are being unfair to him because he's not the first person to be in this situation. There are several other men and women who've had, you know, several relationships like this. So why are people being hard on him when, you know, other people have been doing it, especially, you know, in positions of authority?
That's not an excuse. The Prime Minister must lead by example. He must actually correct the wrongs of other people, and he mustn't take advantage of that. So if he's taking an advantage of that, he's not different from the people that he was talking about. And this is why people were calling for a change, and they gave him the respect to put him in power. And now if he believes in the old gods and what other people have been doing, then he is of no use. And we're saying women are tired of being abused under the culture. And we thought as a new leader who has come into power, he is supposed to be changing that. That's an excuse as far as I'm concerned.
Now, the state media reports that Lokhaja Karamasinghe has been paid between $280,000 and $300,000. I spoke to her lawyer, Jonathan Samkange, and he confirmed that a substantial amount of money has been paid today by the Prime Minister to Lokhaja, and also the lawyer's fees. So some people were saying, where is the Prime Minister getting this money from, especially since he only got into government 3.5 years ago? What can you say about this?
He doesn't reflect well as a leader. In answering the issue of where he gets the money, this is where I see the hypocrisy in terms of the international. Because the Prime Minister doesn't earn as much as that. And I'm surprised that he can afford that money when the economy is ailing. Apart from that, even women from his own party and cadres from his party are unemployed. If you look at that money and you say how much employment could he have created for only youth in his own party. So I'm surprised where he's getting the money. And there's no doubt that we are moving from frying pan to fire because it's either he is getting it through a corrupt way. In any case, that's why I'm talking about hypocrisy. If the issue is about hate, about Mugabe, how can you have another corrupt leader to change the system? What positive change do you expect from that? There are brilliant young leaders in MDC that are there today that have respect, that can lead better than Morgan. Because what he has shown today is an embarrassment. And what he has shown to the international, it's a shame. And I'm surprised if he's getting that money, if it is donor funded, then it's a pity, it's a loss. It's a loss for them because, honestly, it doesn't make any sense when such things happen in America. It's an issue that can actually bring down a leader. But if for Africa, for Zimbabwe, for as long as that person is fighting Mugabe, even if he is corrupt, he has to continue on fighting. It's very unfair. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, the party itself, MDC, should ask Morgan to stand down. Because it's been an embarrassment, not only to the party, but to the nation as a whole. And to make matters worse, to the constituency of women, has been an embarrassment.
Some in the MDC believe that what has been happening to the Prime Minister with these women could be as a result of a ZANU-PF plot to discredit the Prime Minister, and that these women, including his latest traditional wife, are linked to ZANU-PF. So what can you say about this?
Violent. That is stupid, assumption. Because honestly, ZANU-PF can not force you to go to bed with a woman that you don't like. Honestly, we are not kids. ZANU-PF cannot propose a woman for Morgan Tsvangirai. He has married Elizabeth Macheka, the daughter of the former mayor of Chitungiza. Do you think it's ZANU-PF that has proposed that Elizabeth Macheka for him? So why would you want to paint ZANU-PF whenever? Ever look, if they have their mistakes, they have their own mistake. But you can't say honestly, ZANU-PF can force Morgan to go to bed with a woman that he doesn't like. The woman in South Africa, was she ZANU-PF? Or is she ZANU-PF? Is she an agent of ZANU-PF, or is she been proposed to fall in love with Morgan by ZANU-PF? All the women that she has gone to bed with, you tell me they have been suggested by ZANU-PF for him. He's an adult, he's a mature, and he's a leader, he's a minister for that matter. And I'm calling upon, I'm a concerned citizen, and I'm calling upon the inclusive government to investigate where the Prime Minister is getting that money, which is abusing, which is paying for whatever lobolas and damages. Because the Prime Minister has only been in the office for less than 10 years.